As though maybe our clock on the wall is a little bit behind schedule, so I'd like to call the special meeting to order on July 24, 2018. We're going to do a roll call for, to see who's present. Mr. Davis?
Here.
Mr. Boom?
Here.
Mr. Allison?
Here.
Mr. Fleury?
Here.
Ms. Scott is absent. Mr. Crawford?
Here.
Mr. Rasmussen, here. The Pledge of Allegiance, Mr. Crawford?
Please rise, move your hats, and face the flag and repeat after me. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Next, we have public comments. I see no public comment cards. We have new, or business services, number one. The reconsideration of approving the resolution to order a school bond election to be held on November 6, 2018. The purpose of the agenda item. The purpose of the agenda item is to give the board the opportunity to reconsider approving the resolution ordering a school bond election in the amount of $74 million for elementary, middle, and high schools in the district, establishing specifications of the election order and requesting consolidation with the election of 11-16-18. So, we have a little background recommendation. Mr. Crawford?
If I could just spare a few minutes and just share with you why I did this turnaround in my vote, and what led us to today. I want to personally thank all of you for shortening your vacations or giving them up entirely to be here. The last time we were here, I cast a vote for no. I had just turned 68 the week before. I was one of those, quote, homeowners that finally paid off my house after 15 years because I refinanced, and I was thinking that way. And then I had the whole week to let it immerse and sink in, and the more soul searching, and every run on the levee during the days when I would talk to the mothers wheeling the little children or the old guys and run it around them, and some Lyndhurst alumni, I began to think how long ago I really despised the excuse of a person saying, hey, now that I don't have kids in school, I'm not going to vote anything because I don't want any more taxes on my house. Well, I don't want to be that guy. I'll leave it at that. What really decided my change in heart was going back to where I began this, I'm not going to call it an illustrious career. I went back to 1975 in a locker room at Lyndhurst High School where I shared every day after school for three sports with the late Ben Brown and the late Glenn Harris, and realized, wow, the same lockers that stuck then and the flooring in so many parts of Lyndhurst are still there. And I can remember Ben, he was always on me. His words, us old guys have great long-term memory. That's true. I can't tell you what I had for breakfast. But I do remember Ben saying, hey, you really know the superintendent's son well. Why don't you have him fix these lockers? Well, Ben, wherever you're at, I'm still trying. That, in a short summary, is the reasoning for why I decided, among other things, obviously, but I'm not going to bore you with them. Some things the war brought up, though, I must share with you. I had promised my colleague who shares seat number two, Ms. Scott, who's on vacation and couldn't fly back, but I've been in numerous days of contact with her and hours on the phone, and she has a deep desire to see whatever monies are directed to the Marysville Charter School, because she feels they have been neglected, be directed towards the rehabilitation of, I think, in my opinion, one of the most last beautiful standing structures in Marysville, and that's our auditorium. Now, I could not guarantee you any promises, but I will share with you now that, and this isn't any Johnny-come-lately, a couple months ago, an employee, former employee, he still might be, but he talked to me in all earnesty, John Pimentel, I'm not afraid to use his name because he said I could, contacted me and asked what he could do. He wouldn't let it alone. I go, well, you know, hey, I go to that Penn Valley Smartsville thing every year, and I see what they've done with that church. And let me look into it more. So finally, after him calling me for the third or fourth time, I found out what they did in the city, and you have to go to the National Historical Society. Well, I'll be darned if he didn't actually do all that and contact them. I just wouldn't take any man's word for it, but this is a man of the highest integrity. For a while, he was my principal and site principal when I was employed here. I guess I still am, well, in a way. And he promised me that every dollar that would go to the rehabilitation of the auditorium, the National Historical Society has guaranteed him they will match it. Now, I know there's $5 million there. I haven't asked the charter school where to direct it, but I know the simple math, $5 million and $5 million is $10 million. I don't know what that would do for, because I'm not a contractor either, what that would do for the auditorium. But I'm constantly complaining in the city of Marysville, where my voters reside, that we're tearing down all of our history. If it's not the Nakagawa Market, it's going down shortly. It's one structure after another. Eagle's Nest is now a parking lot for Caltrans. Not that's historical. I drank a lot of beer there. Now, see, this is the time you kick me, Randy. Thank you. Anyhow, that's why I changed my mind. I'm never proud of anyone that changes their mind and does something like this. But I did do a lot of soul searching. I have to remind you that the nightmare we went through when Lyndhurst High School, because we've left it in such a disarray for 40 plus years and the air conditioning went out, what a nightmare it was for staff and everyone else. And if we don't get some monies there, and all the buildings are getting older, they're not getting newer. And just because I've become an old fart, not going to be around to smile, and I put all my kids through the Marysville school system, that doesn't mean I should sell out the people that not only the property owners, but everyone that has a right to send a child to Kynack or Covalot or charter school to share in it, whether they want to continue, because I constantly do my jogs in the morning or, well, like I said, I'm going to the courthouse for lunch, promote the city of Marysville, and what a hypocrite I would be if I didn't share with you Ms. Scott's desires and wishes and dreams, as well as my own, and ask you, as I will today, to consider voting for the bond. We have to do it in all urgency because we've really put the staff against the proverbial wall, and I'm sure they're not happy with me. I apologize then. So that is the end of my spiel. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Crawford. So the two items that we have in front of us today, the first item is actually we will take a vote to see if the board would like to bring that resolution of the bond back. So we are going to do a roll call vote on business services number one. Is there any other comments from board members? Okay, so the roll call vote, we're going to have to start with Mr. Crawford.
Yes.
Ms. Scott is absent. Mr. Fleury?
Yes.
Mr. Allison?
Yes.
Sorry.
Oh, is there a... Did someone make a motion?
Sorry.
You said enough.
maybe that's why my mic was off.
Sorry,
because I wasn't doing things in the proper order here. So we need to go back away from that voting. First, we need to have a motion. Is there a motion with regards to business services number one?
I move that we reconsider.
Frank needs to do that.
I move to reconsider the motion.
Okay, we have a motion by Mr. Crawford. Do we have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Allison. Okay, let's try it again. Any other discussion? Mr. Crawford, your
yes.
vote? Ms. Scott is absent. Mr. Fleury?
Yes.
Mr. Allison?
Yes.
Mr. Boom?
Yes.
Mr. Davis?
Yes.
Mr. Rasmussen? Yes. So carries 6 yes. Okay, item number 2 is resolution 2018-19/07, ordering a school bond election to be held on November 6, 2018. The purpose of the agenda item is to request the board approve the resolution ordering a school bond in the amount of $74 million for elementary, middle school, high school, establishing specifications of the election order and requesting consolidation of the election on 11-16-18. Is there any further discussion?
Mr. Rasmussen, I have just a couple little comments. Mr. Crawford, I agree with you. We do need money, absolutely. What my point is that the state of California just keeps putting the burden on taxpayers over and over and over when really our efforts should be changed and we should be going after Sacramento, which I know that's never gonna happen. It's never gonna change it. So, and I agree with you, it's not that I don't want there to be money for the kids. I just feel that the efforts in California and the waste of our taxpayer dollars has gone so far, when's it gonna end? You know, I'm looking at my kids, my grandkids. So anyways, and then for the record, Ms. Scott called me this morning at 9 o'clock and she said that she would not change her vote if she were here today, just so people understand where she's coming from. So that was 2 hours ago when she called me. So anyways, but I do completely understand why we're here and thank you for bringing it back.
Thank you, sir.
Any other discussion? Is there a motion?
A motion to approve.
Motion to approve by Mr. Crawford. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Davis. Again, we'll do a roll call vote. Mr. Crawford?
Yes.
Ms. Scott is absent. Mr. Fleury?
Yes.
Mr. Allison?
Yes.
Mr. Boom?
No.
Mr. Davis?
Yes.
Mr. Rasmussen? Yes. Motion carries 5 yes, 1 no, and 1 absent. The no is Mr. Boom. So the motion does carry. Is there any other business?
That is it.
Meeting adjourned.
Thank you all for coming.